I want to tell you a little bit about the great night's sleep that I had last night. My wife and I ended up heading for bed about 9:30. So by 10 o'clock, we had watched 30 minutes of a TV show, and I had switched stations to a show that actually puts me to sleep. I put on the sleep timer, and I was asleep before it went off. So I know for sure that I was asleep before 10:30 p.m. I woke up at 2:30 a.m., 4 hours later, and I felt awesome. I got up and went to use the restroom, and when I crawled back into bed, it was as if my brain was ready to run, which is what usually happens in that situation. What I used to do in that situation was to try and calm my brain down by just not thinking about anything. That worked about as well as keeping myself dry with an umbrella in a hurricane. I would just lay there, trying to think about nothing. Or I would try the proverbial counting sheep, or trying to count backwards from 1,000. But instead of falling back to sleep, I would get more and more and more frustrated. I would convince myself that I just had to get back to sleep, or the next day was going to be awful. And the longer I laid there awake, the more pissed off and frustrated I would get, tossing and turning and tossing and turning. I would look at the clock and get more and more distressed as I saw the time ticking away. 3 a.m., 3:30, 4 a.m., 4:30. And by then, I was pretty much beside myself. At that point, sometimes I would just get up and try to start my day. Those days were awful, awful days. I learned that if I didn't get up, I would eventually fall back to sleep. But it seemed like it would take forever. Maybe right around 5 a.m. on nights like that, I would fall back into a deep sleep and I would be dreaming a very involved dream. And the alarm would go off at 6:30, 8 hours away from my intended 10:30 p.m. start time, my asleep target, and I would feel exhausted. I would get up thinking and even saying out loud, "Oh my God, I didn't sleep at all. This is going to be a long day." And of course, I would proceed to make it be an awful long day. Last night, that didn't happen at all. I crawled into bed around 2:30 a.m. after I'd gotten up and used the bathroom, and I lay there in the stillness and quietness of the night, alone with my thoughts. My thoughts immediately turned to my conversation with a client earlier the day before. It was actually a very good conversation, not the kind of conversation most people would think. We had exchanged some audio tapes. I had taken some notes on his tape, and I knew ahead of time, before I even went to bed, that if and when I woke up in the middle of the night, or actually the wee hours of the morning, I would settle back and think about these ideas if I didn't fall asleep immediately. I would simply relax and let my thoughts run free on the topic that I had chosen. So I did just that. I began reviewing our whole conversation in my head and reviewing the notes that I had taken. And then I began to think about what each idea meant and how I wanted to develop that conversation even further. You see, what I've figured out is that fighting my brain to try and get back to sleep at that time of the day is pointless. I had just slept hard for 4 hours, very deeply. My brain was fresh and ready to run. And without any competition from my temporal lobe, which processes all of my auditory information, and my occipital lobe, which processes all of my visual information, and my parietal lobe, which is busy maintaining my balance when I'm standing upright or sitting, and coordinating my movements, that's working all the time, even if I'm just typing or drinking a cup of coffee. These three powerful lobes in my brain are essentially dormant because I don't need them for anything. When I'm lying perfectly still in bed with my eyes closed and no sound coming into my ears, this leaves my frontal lobe with my prefrontal cortex free and clear, with no impedance or dissonance from the rest of my brain. And so as I lay there at 2:30 this morning, I just enjoyed the deep peacefulness. My brain, as it always seems to do, started to generate some pretty good ideas. What I've come to find out is that after that first deep sleep cycle, my brain is fresh and ready to go. And last night, like clockwork, some great new ideas emerged from thinking about the ideas I had jotted down during the day and thought about before I even went to sleep. And the ideas just kept coming. Now, there's always a strong temptation to get up and start writing those ideas down, but I've long since given up on that notion because that would just wake me up. Instead, I lay there perfectly still, organizing and memorizing my ideas. I turned on my left side first, and after about 30 minutes of really cool ideas, I was still awake, so I flipped over on my right side, looked at the clock. It was 3 a.m. I settled in and started reviewing and rememorizing my ideas, and a few more great ideas popped in, which I needed to add to the list. After about 30 more minutes, I glanced at the clock. It was 3:30 a.m. I flipped over to my back, continued memorizing my ideas, flipped on my left side again, and then eventually back to my right side. And the last time I looked at the clock, it was 4:30 a.m. Now, had I been at a former point in my life, at that point, I would have been thoroughly pissed off at the universe. I had just laid there for 2 full hours. But instead of being pissed off, I had a great set of ideas that I had formulated and then memorized by thinking through that list at least a dozen times. I just keep running the thoughts through my head until I'm finally back to sleep. Sleep must have come shortly after 4:30 a.m. because that's the last I remember. And when my alarm went off at 6:30 a.m., I was in a very deep sleep cycle, dreaming really hard. I hit the snooze, which I do several times to allow myself to gradually wake up. And when I crawled out of bed, I felt absolutely awesome. In fact, I couldn't wait to jump on my exercise bike, where I am right now as I'm writing this narrative, and start dumping all of the ideas that I memorized between 2:30 and 4:30 a.m. Now, what I used to think was a horrible night's sleep is just completely the opposite. In my opinion, I had a great sleep last night, and I have a lot of my own data to prove it. When I thought getting a good night's sleep meant staying asleep, unconsciously asleep, or getting right back to being unconsciously asleep, I convinced myself that I was getting a horrible night's sleep if I lay there awake for several hours in the middle of the night. What I've come to find out, mostly by experimenting and paying attention to my own self, is that being awake in the middle of the night or the wee hours of the morning is just as good as being unconsciously asleep, if not better. As long as you are lying there still, with your eyes closed, no sound coming into your ears, and thinking about things that matter to you in a positive way. Worrying about getting back to sleep absolutely kills everything. Thinking about all the things that we have to do, or maybe the things that we haven't done, kills that moment. And being convinced that if we don't get right back to some subconscious or unconscious sleep, tomorrow is going to be awful, is pretty much the worst thing we can be thinking. I don't think any of those things anymore. I just relax into the moment, think about what I've already pre-planned as my ideas, my topics, before I even went to bed, and I enjoy that time, no matter how long it lasts. What I've discovered is that my system will go back to sleep when it's good and ready. Last night, it happened to take 2 hours. In the meantime, I'm still getting really good rest because I've got 3 powerful areas in my brain, the occipital, temporal, and parietal lobes. They're all inactive. Just running my prefrontal cortex to think about things I really like takes relatively little energy. So I'm still recharging the whole system. And even if it takes 2 hours to cycle through that wake time from 2:30 to 4:30, as it did for me last night, I'm still getting valuable rest time. And when I do get back into my next unconscious sleep cycle, which for me this morning was about 4:30 to 6:30, it's a really deep cycle. So even though I got a 4-hour deep cycle and then was resting awake for 2 hours, followed by another 2-hour deep cycle, I woke up refreshed, ready to go, and excited about all the fabulous ideas that I generated between 2:30 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. this morning. And now I'm on my bike, spilling out all of those great ideas and really having an awesome morning. I'm going to sign off right now and check back in a bit later and tell you how things are going. Okay, so now I'm back. It's 11:30 a.m., and I've had one extremely productive morning so far. I feel absolutely awesome and energized. I processed through all of the ideas that came to me between 2:30 and 4:30 and created a really good narrative. And then I went on to do this narrative, and now I'm getting back to it to finally record it and get it out on my website. I have no doubt right now that the rest of my day is going to be just as good as it is now. I'm slated to be on the schedule until 6 o'clock tonight, so I've got 6 hours down approximately, and 5 hours down, I should say, and 6 to go. But the way I feel right now, the rest of the day is going to be just as awesome as the first part. And that, my friends, is how you can ensure that you get a great night's sleep.